with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. The summer's prolonged flooding along the Missouri River caused significant damage to several hundred thousand acres of farmland. At a workshop this morning, farmers in Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and Missouri can get some advice about dealing with the issues they'll face after the floodwaters recede. Experts from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln Extension and Iowa State University Extension will participate in the event, which runs from 9:30 until noon. The workshop will be broadcast over the Internet to 20 locations along the river, so farmers shouldn't have to travel far. You can find more details online at http://flood.unl.edu. Experts say farmers will have clear debris and sand deposits from their land and repair erosion damage, and they may have to restore microscopic organisms to the soil so it'll be fertile once again. News time is 9:01.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
Food prices could rise next year because an unseasonably hot summer is expected to damage much of this year's corn crop. The U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates a surplus of 672 million bushels of corn will be left over at the end of next summer. The estimated surplus is down from last month's forecast and well below levels that are considered healthy. This spring, farmers planted the second largest crop since World War II, but high temperatures stunted some of the plants. Corn prices soared to record levels earlier this year because of limited supplies. More expensive corn drives food prices higher because corn is an ingredient in everything from animal feed to cereal to soft drinks. It takes about 6 months, though, for the corn prices to trickle down to products at your local grocery store. Sheriff's officials in Fremont County report a Des Moines woman was arrested last week on drug and other charges. 40-year-old Annette LaVon Thompson was taken into custody for first offense OWI, possession of drug paraphernalia, open container, and for driving under suspension. Thompson made her initial appearance in court on Thursday. And the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a Fergus Falls, Minnesota woman escaped injury on September the 4th after the car she was driving hit a sand pile caused by the road closure on North Street in Hamburg. Kathleen Kostreski's 1999 Pontiac Sunflyer, a fire flipped once and ended up on its wheels. Well, the Dallas County Jail in Adel is getting crowded again, and officials are wondering if it's time to build a new one in Iowa's fastest-growing county. The jail has 45 beds, including 10 beds in detoxification cells. The jail's average daily population is 66 inmates. According to U.S. Census data, the county's population increased 62% from 2000 to 2010, and jail overcrowding is among the growing pains. Dallas County officials have asked an architectural firm to do a space needs study for the county that includes the jail. Supervisor Kim Chapman said the building a new jail or expanding the current one would ultimately be left up to the taxpayers. A Sioux City man has been sentenced to 42 months in prison on federal weapons charges, including possession of a machine gun. 55-year-old Terry Hunter was sentenced last week in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Hunter pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm, felon in possession of an explosive, and two charges related to his possession of a machine gun. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Hunter had prior criminal convictions which prohibited him from legally possessing any guns, ammunition, or explosives. Hunter was released on bond and is to surrender to the U.S. Marshal at a date that will be determined later. More recipients of government paychecks in the Midwest are signing up for direct deposit, but officials say 1.8 million people are still counting on paper checks. That could be a problem because the federal government plans to end paper checks for Social Security and other benefits in March of 2013. The Treasury Department says 88% of the benefit payments in the Midwest are now being made electronically, and that's up from 85% just 7 months ago. Officials hope the number of people using direct deposit will continue to grow. So reminders will be sent to benefit recipients in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, and several other Midwestern states. Anyone needing help with the change can call 1-800-333-1795 or go online at www.godirect.org. In other news, two people have died and three others were injured in a collision on the east side of Spencer over the weekend. The Clay County Sheriff's Office said that an eastbound truck driven by 61-year-old Joseph Bonstetter of West Bend failed to stop at a stop sign Saturday afternoon and collided with a southbound car driven by 50-year-old Denise Babe of Hartley. Bonstetter died at the Spencer Hospital. Babe and two passengers were taken to the hospital, and another passenger in Boyd's car, whom authorities identified as 78-year-old Yvonne Hulse of Boyden, died at the scene. That crash was under investigation. A 14-year-old girl has suffered severe head injuries after falling from the hood of a car in a Des Moines suburb, and a second teen faces charges. Taylor Hale of Waukee was listed in critical condition Sunday night at Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. The accident happened late Friday in Clive. Police say Hale and another 14-year-old girl were sitting on the hood of a parked car when the driver took off. Police say the other girl immediately fell from the car and landed on her feet uninjured. But Hale was carried further and hit her head when she fell. The 16-year-old driver has been charged with leaving the scene and causing injury with a motor vehicle. A section of Interstate 380 in northeastern Iowa has reopened after a semi-trailer fire forced officials to close that road briefly. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office and deputies responded to the fire on southbound I-380 at around 11 p.m. Sunday. Deputies say the cab was fully engulfed in flames and the southbound lanes have been closed for about an hour. The cause of the fire is not yet known. The driver of the truck was not injured. Authorities in Wyoming say a truck driver from Iowa has been cited for careless driving in a fatal crash on Interstate 80. 26-year-old William Krawitz of Mammoth Lakes, California, died in Saturday's crash near Laramie, Wyoming. He was one of four people driving in a Volkswagen camper van that was struck from behind by a semi-tractor trailer driven by 22-year-old Askaran Singh of Des Moines. Both vehicles were in the driving lane going up a slight hill. Singh allegedly told authorities that he had reached for his cell phone and then realized the van was directly in front of him. He braked and steered to the left to avoid hit the left side of the van, causing it to go off the road and roll over, according to a report from the Wyoming State Patrol. Workers at the Iowa State Capitol have installed inch-thick frosted glass in the floor near the governor's office, closing a space that for decades allowed people on the ground floor to see the top of the rotunda. Legislative Facilities Manager Mark Williamson tells the Gazette newspaper that the change restores the original design of the building, which was completed in 1886. The area was opened up sometime after 1910. Besides restoring the Capitol's integrity, Williamson says it will reduce heating and cooling costs because the open design allowed air from exterior doors to blow up through the center of the building, and that airflow also created a fire danger. A survey released last week showing Iowa's pheasant population is at an all-time low is not only bad news for hunters, it's a big blow for the Iowa economy. Kevin Baskins, a spokesperson for the Iowa DNR, said hunters spend a lot of money on hotels, food, and equipment, but they're not spending as much when their chances for a successful hunt are affected.
A lot of that spending occurs in Iowa's most rural areas, where there's more ample hunting opportunities, so certainly this can have a big impact on Main Street across the state, because if we don't have the pheasants, we're not going to have the hunters coming into those smaller communities and spending money during that time frame.
Iowa's 2011 pheasant hunting season runs from October 29th through January 10th, 2012. The DNR's roadside survey, which was conducted in August, found an average of 7 birds counted for each 30 miles of a route driven. That compares to 11 birds per route last year. Baskin says the situation may not be as bad as it seems.
A lot of our biologists and a lot of people that were involved with that roadside count have noted that since the official count was over, they have been seeing more birds.
The dwindling pheasant population is blamed primarily on 5 consecutive winters of above-average snowfall, in addition to a series of cold and wet springs. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, stocks have opened sharply lower on renewed worries that Europe's debt crisis will spread. The banks are leading stocks lower in early trading. Treasury prices are rising, pushing yields near their lows for the year. Traders fear that Greece could default on its debts, and European policymakers are divided over how to handle the crisis. Right now, the Dow is down about 15 points. The S&P 500 is up nearly a point and a half, and the NASDAQ is up about 16 points. President Obama is seeking to build public support for his $447 billion jobs plan before formally sending the bill to Congress. The president will promote the jobs plan, which focuses on tax cuts and new spending, during an event in the Rose Garden this morning. He'll send the bill to Congress later in the day. Obama will be joined in the Rose Garden by teachers, police officers, and firefighters, all of whom the White House said would benefit from the bill's passage. One day after family members of the 9/11 victims were able to tour the new memorial at Ground Zero and see the names of their loved ones chiseled in bronze around two large reflecting pools, the memorial is open to the public today. Visitors will be able to walk among hundreds of white oak trees on the 8-acre site. The pool sits on the exact spots where the World Trade Center towers once stood. And finally in the news, Tim Pawlenty is endorsing Mitt Romney for president. That's the word from Romney's campaign. Pawlenty is a former Minnesota governor who dropped out of the GOP nomination race last month after a poor showing in the Iowa straw poll. In an email to supporters sent by the Romney campaign early today, Pawlenty says that Romney alone has what Pawlenty calls the unique qualifications to confront and master our severe economic predicament. News time is coming up on 9/12.
Sirens are blaring, the skies are threatening, and your family is headed for the basement. The last thing you need to worry about is whether or not you have enough insurance on your house. But you know what? Many homes are underinsured, some considerably so. Construction costs have gone up substantially in the past several years, and what was enough to rebuild your house just a few years ago won't even come close today. But it isn't enough to have the right amount of insurance, you also need the right kind. Hi folks, this is Craig Hummel. At Hummel Insurance Services, our goal isn't just to save you money. While that is important, it's not as critical as your lifestyle. Our goal is to prevent you from losing everything you own, and that's one reason we have represented Western Iowa Mutual Insurance for many years. They are there when you need them. If your house is badly damaged, you can count on them being there for you, not in 2 to 3 business days, but in many cases the same day as the damage occurred. With the strength of Western Iowa Mutual and the knowledge and experience of Hummel Insurance, how can you go wrong? Hummel Insurance Services is your trusted choice agency where your interests come first. Call 1-800-482-6426 or go to our website at hummelins.com.
In our funeral announcement, 76-year-old Ramona Keating of Stewart died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ramona Keating will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 62-year-old Craig Wernemont of Omaha died Wednesday. A funeral mass for Craig Wernemont will be today at 10 o'clock at the Holy Cross Catholic Church in Omaha. The Hoffman, Dorick, and Cutler Funeral Home in Omaha has the arrangements. 84-year-old Mildred Benner Previance of Panora died Wednesday. Funeral services for Mildred Benner Previance will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 102-year-old Lena Byrink of Coon Rapids died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Lena Byrink will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. 67-year-old Paul Esplund, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Paul Esplund will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. 100-year-old Velva Kuntz of Yale died Thursday. Funeral services for Velva Kuntz will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. 83-year-old Edna Sullivan of Anita died Thursday. Graveside services for Edna Sullivan will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Evergreen Cemetery in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has the arrangements. A 68-year-old Betty Newman of Atlantic died Saturday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Funeral services for Betty Newman will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 70-year-old Janice Smith of Coon Rapids died Saturday in Carroll. Funeral services for Janice Smith will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. 75-year-old Darlene Janet Knoll of Griswold died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. A memorial service for Janet Knoll will be Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And 81-year-old Charlene Dorscher of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas died Thursday. Funeral services for Charlene Dorscher will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Recon Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. Our news was brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.